And that was a good exercise we had in the Keys a couple of years ago to demonstrate, because politics is probably the area of greatest disagreement today. It's amazing how much disagreement we have in the political world. And if we started talking politics right here, probably within 10 minutes we would have some friction generated just among this group, because we have probably different political opinions here on Donald Trump and immigration and all these things that are creating all these problems. But even with these points of great friction, if two people are in the soul, they will be able to see eye to eye, because the soul sees as one. And it sees on a broader range. The higher self sees on a broader scope than we as individuals. Okay, any more questions? So you don't need to be perfect. But one of the things that I've written in the Immortal books, that a phrase that people really like, is follow the highest you know. And this is a very simple suggestion, yet it's profound when you think about it. Because the churches just tell us, be perfect like Jesus, or don't sin, or don't do anything wrong, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. They give us all these don'ts. Everybody feels some guilt in the churches because of something they're doing wrong. Whereas if you just follow the highest you know, if you follow the highest you know, and the highest you know turns out to be wrong, pretty soon the error will manifest. And when the error manifests, the highest you know will be to correct the error. And then you correct the error, and then you're back on the path again. Then you go off the path, find out the path is going nowhere. So following the highest you know causes you to backtrack, get back on the path. By following the highest you know, as simple as that is, pretty soon you will be making steady progress. And it's not so much where you are, and you don't have to be a high initiate to be in the molecule. You just have to be following the highest you know and to be open to light and truth. Be open to light and truth and a higher way of seeing things. You will be a usable tool in the hand of God. But union is a very difficult thing to establish. Even in a marriage, even in good marriages, there's a couple points that people disagree on. Now, when you reach a point to where you disagree with a person and you need to find union with them, what do? You need to seek the soul together. And seeking the soul together, you can do it a couple different ways. The regular way through the churches is to pray together. And this is one thing the Mormons have that's a pretty good idea, is that they believe in contacting the Spirit and getting answers. And they believe that if you pray together, you can get an answer together. And that's one of the true teachings that they have that's helpful to their members. But I have found that a lot of Mormons get answers to their prayers that I've found to be completely wrong. And also, a lot of Mormons believe they're contacting the Spirit when they aren't. When they get up in testimony meeting and they cry, everybody thinks the person cries because he's full of the Spirit of God. But really, when they cry, they just feel emotional. And feeling emotional and feeling the Spirit are two separate things. But what I found interesting, when I used to sell kids' books, and the hardest place to sell kids' books was in highly dense Mormon populations. Because every time I'd give a presentation to a Mormon family, they'd say, well, we don't do anything till we pray about it. So we're going to pray about this and call us up tomorrow and we'll give you the answer. And every single time, I don't know how many Mormons I pitched, probably a couple hundred, God always tells them not to buy children's books. I figured God hates little kids. How about you, Curtis? You ever had that problem? Curtis sold the same books I did. Did you?
I can say, well, you know what, while I'm loading up here, why don't you two go in the other room and have a little prayer and come on out.
That was a good idea.
God speaks quickly to those who listen. And I think he wants you to have these books.
You did? Well, you son of a guy. Why didn't you tell me about that idea? Yeah, I always called up the next day.
You can't wait till the next day.
Yeah, you're right. I knew I was doomed. You know, if you wait till the next day, you don't sell it. But I never used that tactic.
Sometimes I kneel down and pray with them. Oh, I see those kids' books right there on that shelf.
Well, why didn't you tell me about that? I could have sold a whole bunch more books if I'd have had that idea, Curtis. That's a good idea.
I'd leave the prayer.
Yeah, I'd call up the next day and they'd say, yeah, we prayed about it, and God said, no, sorry. And I just figured God didn't like little kids reading storybooks.
Pregnant women?
What'd you say?
Pregnant women would buy the books, though.
Yeah, pregnant women would buy the books. It's funny. When I first started selling these books, well, Wayne was making a fortune selling these. There were encyclopedias and kids' books. The Book of Knowledge, you ever heard of that? That's an encyclopedia for kids. And we had quite a set of books we were selling. And well, Wayne says to me, he was making a fortune. He says, you're working construction. Well, you need to sell these books. He says, I'm making a fortune selling these books. And he says, he was down in Texas. He says, I'll send you up a kit. And he didn't give me any instruction what to do. So I took this kit and memorized the sales pitch and went out. I thought, well, probably the people to sell to would be people with little kids about 7 or 8 years old. And so that's who I'd kind of targeted. And I worked a whole week. I think I sold one set. It wasn't enough to get excited about. Wayne finally come back, and I told him what I was doing. He says, oh, man, you're doing this all wrong. I says, well, what am I doing wrong? He says, they're way too old. They've been hit by 1,000 book salesmen. He says, come with me. I'll show you how to do it. So he goes out, and we find this pregnant lady. Doesn't even have a baby yet. He says, we'll pitch her. He says, they won't buy books. Yes, they will. So we pitched her. It was amazing. People that were pregnant or people just had a little tiny baby, I mean, they were just the prime suspects because they wanted what was best for their little darling, even though the kid wouldn't be able to read the books for another 10 years. So they were the ones that bought the books. By the time they had a kid 8 years old or so, they were been hit by so many salesmen that they were impervious to being pitched. Anyway, that's kind of a funny little side item. But the getting back to unity, you can practice a lot of ways. If you're married, have a mate, good friends, practice on them. Practice reaching unity with them. And if you can't reach unity, you can pray together or meditate together or contemplate together or discuss together, so you're having soul-to-soul communication. And when you reach unity together, you'll feel like almost a spiritual, either a fire or a peace, that will testify to you that you are both on the same page and the right page. And when you are able to achieve that with another individual, then you will have the key to unity. One thing that Artie and I do, we haven't had to do for some time now, is when we had friction between us, we pull each other over, the one that's creating the problem and has the most hurt feelings. And I say, we look in each other's eyes and we say, I love you three times. By that, I don't mean I love you three times. I mean, I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay? And it's funny, the first time you say it when you just feel in a really bad mood, it goes like this, I love you. Okay. And if she says it like that, I say, no, you got to say it right. Say it like you really mean it. I love you. No, better, but more like you really mean it. I love you. Okay, finally gets the right tone, and then she has to say the right tone three times, and if she's doing it with me, I got to say it in the right tone three times like I really mean it. By the time you do it three times, all of a sudden you can't even remember what you're arguing about. And that's really weird, is the fact that it's like the argument just disappeared. You don't even remember the disagreement at all. If you do the I love you three times in the right mode, in the right state of mind. Okay, any other questions before we end? Yeah.
I just wanted to mention this. I understand you're telling somebody to tell somebody you're having a problem with, I love you.
Yeah.
And that's probably a good idea. But I've experienced in my life, my first wife and I were married 60 years when she died.
Wow.
And when we were married about 40 years, I had a partner, and he stole a lot of money from us. Mm-hmm. And we were having a struggle, and we had a little problem. My wife, I had to send him a check every month we sold out, and she just hated to see me write that check. And I said to her one day, I got an inspiration. I said, honey, don't be mad at him anymore. She said, how can you stop that? I said, I want you to pray for him every time you have a problem.
Yeah.
Don't pray that he's going to do what you want him to. Just pray for him.
Mm-hmm. See him as a soul.
And yeah. It was not 2 weeks till she come to me, a tear in her eye, and said, I don't hate him anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like what he did, but I sure don't want no harm to come to him.
Yeah, that's the same principle. Is it when two people get in the soul, if you have a conflict, and then the conflict is resolved by getting in the soul, it's like you're not even thinking of the conflict. The conflict just disappeared, took care of itself. So it's pretty interesting. And fortunately, Artie and I haven't had to do the I love you thing for some time now. We're kind of, after being married for how long have we been married? 20 years? 29? After being married so long now that we kind of understand each other where we are, so we haven't had that had to use that for a while. But especially when we're first married, we had to use it maybe once every couple months, you know. But it works really good. Okay, we'll wrap this up now. Curtis is going to take a little break.